There's a nationwide shortage of psychiatrists, and the problem is especially acute in rural areas. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman looks at the problem in rural Pennsylvania.
There are only 10 psychiatrists for every 100,000 people in Pennsylvania, and they tend to cluster in urban areas. Some don't accept insurance at all. Vicki Caffrey is the Director of Medical Services for the Outpatient Department at Behavioral Health Associates, a nonprofit healthcare foundation in Weisport in the Lehigh Valley. Ask her what she'd do with unlimited resources to improve things for patients, and it doesn't take her long to come up with an answer.
I'd hire 5 more psychiatrists.
Right now, there's just one who works with their organization. He splits his days between the Weisport facility and other agencies and hospitals. Years ago, Caffrey says there were none in the area. Rural areas on the whole have fewer psychiatrists, but often see a greater need. Rural Pennsylvanians have fewer financial resources than urban ones, according to a 2007 report from the Brookings Institution. The area has been losing union jobs for years, and long distances can make people feel isolated. Those factors can make symptoms worse. Caffrey says it can take patients anywhere from 3 to 6 months to get their first appointment with a psychiatrist. In the meantime, she can refer them to a crisis center or other mental health agencies in the area. But she says those two are strapped for resources.
You know that they're in a situation where they really need the help immediately. And if you don't give it to them, hopefully things will be okay, at least for a while, until you can get to them or they can find somebody else.
Mary is a patient who suffers from bipolar 2 with major depression, and she lives in rural Susquehanna County near the border with New York. She began accessing care 30 years ago.
It was actually my son, who was 10 at the time, saying, "I want my mom back." You start looking for help.
There's only one psychiatrist Mary can see in her area as well. Although overall she's had good experiences with care in Susquehanna County, last summer Mary was in crisis and had to wait longer than she would have liked to see a psychiatrist for a medication change.
It's difficult. You rely on friends. You rely on the network that you have set up.
Mary got through her crisis after the right adjustment, but some people see their situations escalate.
One of the unfortunate aspects of shortages could be that somebody's minor or modest problem could become intensified and become a more major problem.
That's Dr. Richard Silbert, who's a professor of psychiatry at Commonwealth University. He notes that alternatives do exist for people in crisis, like community mental health clinics and general practitioners. But a psychiatrist is more knowledgeable about prescribing the right medication. Silbert says it's hard to attract and retain psychiatrists to rural areas.
Many psychiatrists find it more advantageous to work in a large metropolitan area, whether it be Philadelphia, New York, Washington, D.C.
He says psychiatrists often self-select areas with easy access to universities and an urban lifestyle. And while fewer people are entering the profession and many existing psychiatrists are nearing retirement, Silbert says the shortage is most acutely felt in rural areas. He's interested in telepsychiatry as part of a potential solution, where patients can talk to a psychiatrist through a secure video chat. While telepsychiatry is on the rise in Pennsylvania, Dr. Silbert concedes that it can't meet every need.
There's some concern that telepsychiatry would lose some, you know, warmth or human contact.
And for now, Vicki Caffrey says she wouldn't advise anyone with a mental health problem to move to Weisport.
All those things that you're so used to in the city, that's just not available here.
Ann Hoffman, WHYY News.